Genesis chapter 13, verse 1. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Welcome to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of our Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Ian Gallagher, and I hope that today that you will be encouraged and blessed as we look at our message on Lot. Lot, who was really impressed with all things green. I wonder, was he Irish blood within him? I can truly say, having been born in the north of Ireland, that it is the greenest little patch that I have ever seen. And when you fly over, landing into any airport in the north or south of Ireland, it is a very impressive green. And for that reason, there are many people who have Irish descent or of British descent from the north of Ireland, and they get homesick. Well, Lot was homesick for Egypt. And when he saw Sodom and Gomorrah, that plain in the Jordan Valley, it just crumbled his heart, and he longed to live there. Now, the problem had been, of course, that Abram had said to him, you know, we've got to do something. Our men are fighting. They're fighting over grass. They're not enough to bear the herds that we now have. And it's time that we go our separate ways. And Abram suggested, well, if you go to one direction, I'll go the other. And Lot lifted up his eyes, and he looked towards Sodom, and he saw the verdant green. And it just ate the heart out of him. And so he decided that he was going to go east towards Sodom and pitch his tent close to that city. Well, that was the worst decision that Lot could ever make. And I hope that today that you're not on the verge of making a disastrous decision without knowing the mind and the will of God, plunging headlong into sin that is going to bring you under terrible judgment. Lot paid an awful price for that decision because he was Lot the loser. He lost everything. He lost his wife. He lost his home. He lost his sons-in-law. He lost so much as the judgment of God fell upon that city. So today, well, let's have a listen to the message. We've already read the passage. I want us to listen now to just one item in song, and then we'll go straight to the story of Lot choosing Sodom. Lot the loser. That was our ministers from the Free Presbyterian Church at a presbytery meeting where they were singing. Not fully professional, but I assure you, they are a great man to be with when they sing and when they pray and when they preach. And I hope that you have been blessed today through this word. I just took out my iPhone and started recording. Nothing very professional. But I'm glad I did, because I can let you hear their voices singing the praises of the Lord. And we'll have another piece before we close the program today. But firstly, we're going to move to our message on Lot the loser who chose to pitch his tent towards Sodom. This is our time to tell you a few new things from the Bible. And I want to speak to you today about Lot the loser. Lot was Abraham's nephew. Lot's father died when he was young, and so he followed along with his uncle Abram. Lot's name is not good. You wouldn't want to be called Lot, because everything that Lot enjoyed, he lost. He lost so many things: his riches, his family, his cattle, his friendship with Abraham, and even his friendship with God. And so Lot was the loser. Now, his problem started when he went down with his uncle Abraham to the land of Egypt. Because of a famine in the land of Canaan, they went down there for food. And Lot was very impressed with this land of Egypt. It was a land of green, lush vegetation, lots to eat. There were many pleasures for the people, and Egyptian life was very appealing. And he would have loved to have lived there, but it didn't work out, and it certainly wasn't the will of God. Now, when they all returned back to Bethel, the place where Abram first settled in the promised land, and where he built that first altar unto God, there were problems. Problems because Abraham's cattle were so many, and Lot, he also had herds, and his cattle were very many. And so to find pasture became more and more difficult. And the herdsmen, they began to fight with one another over pasture. And Lot even began to fight with his uncle Abram. And so it was not good. Then Abram suggested that they should divide their flocks and go their separate ways. Abram said, "It's not right that we should fight with one another because we are family." And Abram said to Lot, "You choose which way to go, and I'll go in the opposite direction. If you choose east, I'll go west, and vice versa, and we will separate and go our own ways." So Lot, he looked around him, and he saw the valley of Jordan down below him. And because it had a river with water flowing through the valley, it was green, almost as green as Egypt. Indeed, the Bible says that it was like Egypt. And so Lot, moved by his memories of Egypt, he chose to live in the Jordan Valley. The Bible also states that he pitched his tent toward Sodom. Now, that was going to be a problem. In fact, it was a disaster, and Lot became a terrible loser because of this wretched choice to go east and live in the Jordan Valley. Now, why did Lot make that choice? Well, he was fooled by the appearance of the Jordan Valley, for it was like Egypt. Egypt got into Lot's mind, and it got into his heart. He was in love with it. And even though he came out of Egypt with Abram, Egypt never really came out of Lot's heart. And you need to make sure that the world is not in your heart. And do not make decisions based on the world's appearances or its empty promises, because it will ruin you. You need to decide not for carnal, worldly reasons, but make sure that you are in the will of God. Now, Lot didn't pray for guidance. Indeed, there is no mention of Lot praying. He was not an altar builder like his uncle Abram. He did not set up a new place of worship, offer by sacrifices, to pray and to seek unto God. And so, when Lot made his choice, he simply followed his greedy heart and his own lusts of his eyes. Now, he should have asked God to guide him. He should have been humble enough to say, "I need to know the mind of God, for I don't want to lose his blessing. But Lot just followed his own selfish senses, and he trusted in his own ability to decide. And that's why he went so wrong. And we need to remember to pray about every decision in life. It's horrible to make decisions early in life that will affect us for the rest of our years on earth. And that's what happened to Lot. Now, selfishly, Lot chose to satisfy his own carnal desires. He gave no thought to how Abraham would survive if he went eastward and Abram had to go westward. Lot was thoughtless, careless, and terribly selfish, thinking only of himself. Lot should have followed the joy rule. And that joy rule is Jesus first, others second, yourself third or last. And by that means, you will find the joy of being humble, seeking the Lord, and serving him with all your heart. And as the Lord Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. But that did not happen to Lot. Lot then pitched his tent towards Sodom. And that means that he got as close as possible to live side by side with the people of Sodom. He wanted to make friends with them, even though they did not know God. Now that's a recipe for disaster. When you give up godly friendships, that means he was a friend with Abram, and he gave up his friendship, now to become friends with the ungodly, a people who do not know nor love God. And it is very important for Christians to make friends with God's people. And that's why it's the Lord's absolute rule that a Christian should only date or marry another Christian. And to disobey that rule is to walk in the path of endless sorrow. Now, here are some things that Lot did not know, and you will realize he was so foolish not to ask God about it. Lot didn't know that Sodom was very wicked and very much under the judgment of God. From a distance, the land looked peaceful and quiet. It looked like a great place to live. But in reality, Sodom and the surrounding cities were under the rule of a cruel king. For 13 years, the people in that green valley were in bondage to King Chedorlaomer. And so when Lot chose to live there, he put himself, his family, and his herds in terrible danger. Lot walked into a trap and fell prey to danger by befriending people who were at war with this King Chedorlaomer. Lot didn't know that the people of Sodom and other cities in that valley planned to rebel against Chedorlaomer. And the local people brought the king's anger by refusing to recognize him as king over them. And then King Chedorlaomer sent his powerful armies to crush them. The king of Sodom was defeated, and after being chased into the slime pits, there he became totally helpless. Poor Lot was living in the midst of all this war and couldn't do a thing to defend himself. And he himself and his herds and cattle and his herdsmen were carried off away north up to a little place called Hobat near the ancient city of Damascus, a long way to the north of the Promised Land. And then Lot's uncle, Abram, came to the rescue. A survivor of these wars escaped, and he told Abram that Lot was captured by King Chedorlaomer. What could Abram do? How could he rescue Lot? Well, he took 318 trained men from his own household and armed them with weapons, probably swords, knives, and bows. And Abram led them on a secret and swift night mission to recapture Lot. In the darkness of night, they defeated Lot's captors in a swift surprise attack. And the Bible says that Abraham recovered all the goods. He recovered Lot and his goods, along with the women and the people. It was a total victory for Abram, but it was a tough lesson for Lot. He had been a fool. He made a terrible decision to follow his own desires, seeking to live in a land that looked like Egypt. That was a terrible decision. This is a great warning to every Bible reader. Lot's name in the Bible is like a red flag to warn us not to follow the pleasures of this world. We must set ourselves to live for God according to his commands, so that we may know God's blessing. I hope that you are doing so, and that in this new year that you will seek God's word and God's will for your life rather than following the ideas, the notions, and the empty promises of the world. Because if you do that, like Lot, you will be headed for very serious trouble. Sadly, Lot didn't turn his life around. He didn't repent and return to God for mercy. He didn't even return to live with Abram. The Bible states that he went on living in that valley, and he even went to live inside the city of Sodom. How stupid was that? One of the big lessons that will stand to you for life, if you learn it now, is that sin never makes sense. People will continue to sin against God even when they know that it's wrong, and it will harm them. Lot was headed for more trouble and even greater condemnation from God. And so, do not follow the ways of Lot. Let the very name of Lot turn on the flashing warning sirens in your head each time you even think about following the world. Don't do it, for if you live like Lot, you'll pay a terrible price. It's better to show your love for God by keeping his commandments. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments."
Today.
listening to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. I have to confess something to you today, and everyone in my church will know this, that Jan, can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? That is my favorite hymn. I just love to sing and hear the congregation sing that hymn. It was written by Charles Wesley, and it's well over 200 years old, because Charles Wesley lived from 1707 to 1788. And yet it is a hymn that sounds out the gospel to thrill the hearts of God's people in every age. And until the Lord returns, and if I dare think it, that even in heaven they will sing this hymn, as it gives glory to the Lord, that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood. We know that in heaven we will certainly sing of the Savior's precious blood. Thank you for being a part of the program today. I trust that you will be blessed. Now remember that if I can be of any personal help, I look forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned for the closing announcements. You are listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of the Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. CA for Canada. There you can read my blog, find my Bible study notes, audio and video sermons, as well as helpful articles. Or you can go to our podcast on iTunes. We are on the air Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services on Sundays, 10:30 and 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view to our online services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Make it your Sunday worship. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We're located just two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. Our website again is ltbs.ca. You can join us Monday to Friday, 5 a.m., 5 p.m., here on this station as we let the Bible speak.